From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tensions over the conflict in Syria are expected to be high on the agenda today when President Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin hold their first face-to-face talks in about a year on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. University of Denver Russia scholar Jonathan Edelman speaks with VOA about Mr. Putin's Syria plans.
It's not just that he's going to fight ISIS, and it's not just that he's going to, you know, keep Bashar Assad in power, both of which is important to him. But there's a third thing, which is that although he is going to be connecting with some of the Iranian militias, at the very same moment, Russia is still, although not a superpower like the United States, much more powerful than Iran is militarily, and therefore, this also can be seen subtly as an effort by Russia to, at the same moment they're working with Iran, to forestall Iran's bid for dominance in the Middle East.
Meantime, Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight the Islamic State. No details of that new arrangement were made available. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan, hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack Sunday against key security outposts in the remote border region. Intensified Taliban summer fighting has already put pressure on Afghanistan's national security forces, though they have not prevented the insurgents from making any significant territorial gains. Dozens are reported dead, scores more wounded following 2 days of sectarian violence in the Central African Republic. Fighting broke out in the capital Bangui as Muslims attacked a Christian neighborhood after the body of a dead Muslim was left near a mosque. A nighttime curfew has been imposed. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has ended his 10-day trip to the United States and Cuba. In the U.S., he spent parts of 5 days in Washington, D.C., New York, and Philadelphia. Catholic University of America theologian Chad Pecknoll told VOA the Pope got to do exactly what he likes to do, be out among the people.
I think he loved being with the children in Harlem. I know that in D.C. he loved visiting the Little Sisters of the Poor. In Philadelphia, he also seemed to enjoy interacting and blessing babies in the street and those who were infirm. Those are the interactions that he likes the best. He doesn't want to have any distance between him and the people, and I think that love is evident, and it's definitely been returned.
Before leaving Philadelphia on Sunday for the Vatican, Pope Francis met with Roman Catholic bishops, calling for continued vigilance against clergy sexual abuse of young people. He also visited with about 100 inmates at a prison. The Pope has been a strong proponent of prison reform and inmates' capacity for rehabilitation. Separatists in northeastern Spain's Catalonia region claim victory on Sunday in local parliamentary polling that could push the region toward a face-off with the central government over independence. A key exit poll shows the pro-independence alliance called Together for Yes, falling about 5 votes short of an absolute majority in the 135-member parliament needed to push toward that goal of independence by the year 2017. Carlos Castillo of the Atlantic Council speaks with VOA about the parties pushing for Catalonian independence from Spain.
Extreme left has already said that they are not going to vote for the current president, Artur Mas. They say that he has used these elections also to cover some corruption scandals. And because of Artur Mas being on the conservative side of the spectrum, he had also been very tough on cuts on the social welfare budget, health, public education budget. So the extreme left is not happy with that. They said that Artur Mas probably is not going to be invested president. So we have a very tricky situation here where we can have different scenarios with Together for Yes deciding to just form a minority government or trying to coalesce with the extreme left, but with a different candidate altogether.
So far, Spain's national government in Madrid has not offered official comments on the outcome of Sunday's voting. Maldives President Abdullah Yameen has escaped unharmed from an explosion on his speedboat. Government officials say the blast happened today as the boat was approaching the Male, that's the capital. Cause of the blast not immediately known. Yameen had arrived at the airport earlier in the day, returning from Saudi Arabia, where he had undertaken a Hajj pilgrimage.
That's the latest world news from VOA.